Greetings, viewers, and welcome to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Our show today features Dr. Bruce Lipton, internationally recognized authority on the connection between science and the spirit. By training, he is an expert in cell biology and is a former medical school professor and research scientist. His research work in the 1980s at the prestigious Stanford University, USA, showed that the outer layer or membrane of our cells is the equivalent of our brain. By processing information from the outside environment, the cell's brain can affect changes inside the cell. Dr. Lipton is the author of several books, including The Biology of Belief, Unleashing the Power of Consciousness, Matter and Miracles. It is the winner of the Best Science Book category of Best Books 2006 Awards, which uses scientific evidence to demonstrate that our beliefs, no matter what their nature, manifest themselves at the level of the cells in our bodies. Dr. Lipton says that by modifying these beliefs, we have the power to fundamentally change our lives for the better. In other words, if our perception of this world evolves in a constructive direction, we can cause changes at the root of our being, the cells within us. This in turn will mean desirable outcomes and experiences in life. On another level, Dr. Lipton sees solutions to our planet's issues being based on the world of cells. Each of us on this planet is like one individual cell in our body. If everyone would learn to cooperate, organize and live in peace, such as the cell systems within us, humanity's condition on Earth would improve dramatically. For Dr. Lipton, science plays a key role in helping to initiate desired change in society as well. Supreme Master Television spoke with Dr. Lipton to get better acquainted with his perspectives. Here, he begins by discussing the beginning of life and how a mother's perceptions and emotions during pregnancy can influence the genes of the unborn child, thus influencing how the baby will view the world once born.
The whole idea is this, to recognize being a parent is very important because you're a teacher. The parents start teaching the fetus before it's born. Nature adjusts the biology to fit the environment. But a fetus is inside the mother. Fetus can't see the environment. So the biology is, well, how should I adjust it? I can't see it. So nature creates the mother like a head start program, meaning the mother reads the environment and her emotions and beliefs about the environment. Is it a safe environment? Is it a supporting environment? Is it a threatening environment? Sends information to the fetus so the fetus can adjust its biology so when it's born, it will have a better chance of surviving. Here's a very important point people don't recognize. Parents change the readout of the genes in their child as it's developing as a fetus. That means parents are genetic engineers. They shape the nature of their child before it's born. And so if they're afraid of the world, then the child will come out getting ready to defend itself. But if the parents are very safe and secure and feel that the world is open and trusting, the genes that make a more intelligent child are activated.
As children grow up, they are influenced at the family and society level and adopt certain ways of thinking and ideas that then run in their subconsciousness. Dr. Lipton feels that the new science, which recognizes that we can change ourselves and thus our future by the way we think, is a key to bringing about changes in how people collectively perceive the world. In this process, humanity can sweep away the beliefs that are not beneficial.
It's interesting because, well, families hang together and hold together because they program themselves and how to respond to each other. in order to make the world work, we have to have people from all over be on the same page, having the same shared beliefs. Sunday is a day off. A work hours from here to here. We create a pattern, and then the people in the population fit the pattern. That allows people from so many diverse backgrounds to be on the same page and work in harmony together because we have the same beliefs. Even if there's 300 million people or a billion people, they have to be sharing the same beliefs, otherwise everybody will be fragmented and life would be fall apart. So cultural beliefs become programmed into us just like family beliefs. And they also can limit us just like a family belief can limit us too. So what we're beginning to find is the cultural beliefs of the world that we live in are now beginning to change at the leading edge of science. And that becomes important because then the culture will be programmed differently and respond differently, and the culture will evolve. So this is why we're in a very interesting state right now. The beliefs of the culture that got us into the crises right now are being modified, so when the new beliefs come from science and get into the public, it will change the way the communities are organized and how they respond to each other, how people respond to themselves and take more power and responsibility. So the new beliefs are really wonderful because the new beliefs of science are all about harmony and coherence and health.
Please stay tuned as we will soon continue our interview with Dr. Bruce Lipton, scientist and author of the award-winning The Biology of Belief, Best Science Book of the Year 2006. You are watching Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Science and Spirituality. Today we are uncovering the connection between ourselves and how we experience the world by way of the keen insight of Dr. Bruce Lipton. A cell biologist by training, Dr. Lipton has written The Biology of Belief and other books which show how science needs to recognize the mind-body connection and spirituality when it analyzes the world. Dr. Lipton says a fundamental change for the better to the world's current condition could be achieved if we took the perspective that we are individual cells of a larger organism.
Instead of fighting and competing to survive against each other, we recognize that we're all in this together as one living system, that humanity is an organism made out of us. We're the cells in a giant organism, and the organism is changing because it's beginning to recognize its unity as an organism that covers the entire world. And so it says, killing each other, fighting each other, would be the same as your own cells attacking yourself, which in medicine is called autoimmune disease, which means self-destruction. Well, in the world, we're expressing a global autoimmune disease. We're destroying each other and, in the process, destroying the world. So we go to cooperation, and that changes how everybody on the planet responds to each other.
The lack of a broader perspective of all humanity being one also leads to some not believing there is an overall plan or design for life, a damaging worldview, according to Dr. Lipton, as it results in the mistreatment of the planet's environment. Again, he offers a cell-based philosophy that can provide a solution to this misperception.
I say, well, then what is your purpose for being on the planet? And then you would say, it was an accident, so there was no purpose. And so unfortunately, we bought into the belief that we just got here by accident and we have no purpose on this particular planet. We were here to balance the environment. And the problem is, without knowing that was the lesson, we've ended up destroying the environment. So that is a threat now in our survival, because we have to recognize that we were here to support the environment, to learn to live in harmony. You might say, well, how would you create an environment that would survive on this planet? And then I'd just smile, and I would say, Because inside your body right now is a community of 50 trillion individuals. Each cell has a job. Each cell has health care. Each cell is protected by the immune system. There's a Department of Defense in there. The garbage is taken out. No cell left behind. Why is this all relevant? Because in order to understand how people can live on the planet in harmony, all we have to do is look inside the body and say, well, how did 50 trillion individual cells come together and learn to live in harmony? Well, imagine if the population of the world could live in that same harmony. That means the entire world could be blissed out in one moment. So a cell, a human being, and humanity all represent living organisms that share the same mechanisms. If you understand how a cell works, you understand how a human works. If you understand how the community of cells in a human works, then you automatically understand how a community of 6.5, 7, 8 billion people can live in the same harmony. So the answers are there, and all we have to do is just get the new thinking people to start putting our effort into creating a better world based on a model that has already worked for millions of years.
We thank Dr. Bruce Lipton for sharing your insights on how beliefs affect our individual cells and consequently color our experiences in this world. If all are one-minded in thinking and act in unison toward a higher goal to better the planet, it seems that there is great hope for the future of Earth inhabitants. With the help of respectable voices from scientific and spiritual domains, may humankind move toward a more noble and kinder existence. Our appreciation, thoughtful viewers, for joining us on this edition of Science and Spirituality. Now, please stay tuned for Words of Wisdom next, after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May the light of heaven guide your path in the journey of life.